Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Heed Army podcast live. And what an exciting week this is going to build up to be. This is going to be make or break for both competitions. And, well, we've got lots to talk about. And, of course, the excitement builds for Saturday afternoon. Macclesfield FA Trophy semi-final. Winner gets to Wembley. Can Gator do it for the second year in a row? Fingers crossed. But before we get any further, of course, done it again, wrong side. Thank you to our sponsors, Northern Brin Solutions, and our friends at Patrick for their help with the podcast. And of course, subscribe. We're only 5 away from hitting 800 subscribers. So come on, dive in and get into it with us. And we're a man down at the minute because he's just got off the island, but he'll be joining us shortly. But Mickey, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Sell, Davey. Hope everyone else is all right now. So
yeah, hope everyone. I just feel tired. I had a little snooze before the podcast and haven't fully woke up yet. So if I make any balls up, that's you know why. Sandra, well, Steve Farnfield, even. But come on, only 5 see what I mean? That's what dangerous is having to sleep before the podcast to hit 800 subscribers. We've got Trina saying evening all. We've got Mr. Luck evening all. What an absolute waste of a journey from here to Fylde, fuming, but we go into the FA Trophy. Hopefully we can pull through. Yes, we'll get into that. Of course, ASC Fylde didn't let us know that there was a pitch inspection, or I don't know if they even knew there was going to be a pitch inspection, but an hour before kickoff, that game went by the way. So were you one of the ones that travelled down to that? Let us know. Of course, also, we've got Good Friday to talk about as well. A fantastic win at home to Rochdale, which was a tough game, but we were never really out of second gear. I felt in that game we were kind of in control of that one. Keep them messages coming in, fully interactive show. If you haven't been with us before, we have put on a couple of other different platforms. We're on Twitter and on Facebook tonight. If you'd like to come and join us on Facebook, and you can do so as like Trina has done, let's put even all and put them your messages up on the screen. Ken Webster. Yeah, our YouTube even, yeah. See, that's the perils of having to sleep at this here. Darcy Gray, evening all. We've got, there we go, Elabella Knitt. I think that's my daughter that's watching on my wife's account. We've got good evening, gents. And we've got, come on, only 5 more. He's just sent it again. He's that excited about getting the 800. And seeing Geordie has put hi all. So we've got lots of messages coming in. Keep them coming. Also as well, we'll talk about this. Let's push it. We've been doing it for a while. We want it for every home game for the run-in. But get along. Look, the tickets are selling. Come on, let's beat that target. Let's get over 3,000 at that game. It deserves to have that. I'm sure Macclesfield are going to bring up, but let's fill that team and we stand. Let's have to overflow into the other stands for this game. Let's give the lads all the support they deserve and see if they can get us to Wembley for a second year in a row. And it'll be the first team to do it in over 20 years, I believe, since Grays Athletic was the last team to do back-to-back FA Trophy finals. And I say nothing's a given, but that's why we've got to be there and give the lads a support. Also as well, my wife wanted us to put these pictures in because we went down to Blackpool for a spontaneous night away with the kids. And I always get a chocolate banana, but my wife was quite horrified when she seen it. There it is. There I am sampling said chocolate banana. So it was nice little trip. I've been getting chocolate bananas from there since I was about 12. Do you know how inflation, Mickey? They used to be 50 pence. Do you know how much they are now?
I haven't got a clue.
£3.50 for half a banana dipped in chocolate. I was bloody furious. Yeah.
But I don't like bananas. I think they smell like turps.
What kind of turps have you been smelling?
I didn't. Obviously, you know what my trade was, and just even smelling them when I was mashing them, make banana cakes and things like that. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we go from bananas to something that we don't condone, but this time we'll let it slide. We had an unsolicited dick pic sent to us, but of course this is from Louise Dick of Mr. Dick. They're down in South Africa. There we are. Look, he's got his heat top on, and the penguins are in the background, and they're down there right at the bottom at Cape Cod, or Cape of Good Hope, even. Sorry, there we go. Look at that, and they're down there with the Gated flag representing. And I hope we're having a wonderful time down there. So, we'd like to give a shout.
It'd be nice, isn't it?
It does. It looks lovely, doesn't it? I think the time difference is the same, isn't it, in South Africa?
But I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, I think they're on the same latitude or longitude line, whatever which one it is. But we hope they're having a wonderful time. And wait till they come back. We'll have another competition. We'll see what rubbish they can win in our competitions.
just reminds me. Give us 2 seconds.
Yeah. Someone's put, my daughter's put, enjoy your banana. I did. It was lovely. Also, Monty's back as well. How dare we forget? He was announced at the weekend. Vanessa Alderman has put, evening all, what an exciting weekend ahead. The semi, and I'm off a scouting mission for Wembley on Sunday. Don't get too excited. We're not there yet. Let's get excited when we do get there. And my daughter's coming through in the background. Are you all right there? What's the matter? Yeah, I know. Well, I did. I said my daughter sent a message on my wife's account. Are you happy? Oh, you're on about the pics? All right, sorry about that. So if there was any young children, yeah. Just getting wrong for the unsolicited Mr. and Mrs. Dick pics there. My daughter's not even doing
that. Well, have sort of got a prize today, Davey.
Oh, we have got a prize.
It's the Hartlepool programme with Joe Grayson on it.
Uh-huh.
And all the scorers from the Hartlepool game.
No, that is a special one. Now, what we'll do is I'll set up a competition a little bit later on, and to be able to win it, you have to be able to be at the game, pick it up from Mickey on Saturday. That's the condition.
Well, just put it on your desk.
Yeah, so we'll get that. Loads and loads of messages coming in. We've got Paul Evans, evening lads, was good to meet you on Saturday. Enjoyed our first visit to the game. I'm glad you enjoyed your trip up. And it must have been good because it was on a Friday. The alcohol must have took effect. Schwartz was there on a Saturday. Doolan's put evening. We've got, we've got evening. Oh, Johnny Gray's put greetings from a caravan in Primrose Valley. The Grays are taking a night off from the clubhouse for the podcast. Oh, my God. Tell you what, I went to Primrose Valley a couple of years ago. Is it still as expensive as it was when I went? I'll tell you, it was astronomical. God, and especially when you go into Scarborough, it's like worse than Blackpool. I mean, Blackpool pulls your teeth out, but Scarborough do it with a little bit more class. So there we go.
They hit you on the head, just didn't punch you.
They just say it nicely. You know, and Blackpool, listen, fish and chips, that's £20.50.
Blackpool prices.
Blackpool prices, love. And then in Scarborough, they'll go with a posh Yorkshire accent. That'll be £83.40. Right, let's get more things coming before we insult anyone else from around the world with horrible
accents.
Yeah, with some news about Macclesfield. Apparently Macclesfield fans are having to change travel plans due to a rail strike. May have fewer fans than expected. That's disappointing. Very disappointing. You can't do anything with the booking the rail. I found that out with going down to Wembley for the wrestling. I didn't end up going because of the rail strikes and they kept changing everything. And Charles Woff has put, hi boys, looking forward to taking pictures on Saturday. And we look forward to seeing those pictures, Charlie, with your big, when you've got your big one out at the game. And so, well, Steely isn't here with us yet, but we're going to march forward and we'll have a little look at the Good Friday game. Mickey, it was obviously a fantastic week. We had the game against Hartlepool on the Tuesday. It was the same team that started the game, played the same way. I think we settled a little bit quicker in this one. And it was just a game of seeing it out, nothing silly from Gator players.
I think for a large majority of this game, we didn't really get into trouble, but we didn't exactly stretch Jacob Chapman neither, who was good to see you back.
Yeah, nice. Just before we go any further, it was lovely to see you got a massive round of applause. People waited behind to give him a clap off, which was nice to see. But we didn't stretch it too much, as you say, but it was a professional performance. And at this stage of the season, nursing yourself through games and winning, Wheelow passing to himself there, he's doing so much. We've been saying for a few weeks now, maybe even a couple of months, just win by any means possible. But that was the perfect way to win, wasn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes you've got to win ugly.
Not that it was necessarily ugly. It was just that it wasn't.
There was a game we won recently and it wasn't the greatest performance, but the one.
Yeah.
You just, at this stage of the season, you've just got to get them out of the line by hook or by crook. It would be lovely to turn up and here's Dejan again.
Oh, look at that, man. As I say,
it'd be lovely to turn up and play like we did against Hartlepool every week.
Yeah.
But at this moment in time, it's just about putting points on the board. Yeah. And I think if we can get another 4 points in the league, I think that's us in the playoffs.
Well, you know, it's exciting. I mean, of course, you know, Bromley, when the game was called off on Monday, Bromley, you know, didn't take full advantage of that and only gained a point. And you know, we win our game in hand, we put the pressure on them, got to play them last game of the season. Yeah. That game could be pivotal for that last playoff, third place.
So, I mean, done for a favour by beating Oldham.
Yeah.
York through Halifax. Yeah. So there's a little gap opened up there.
I mean, don't get us wrong, I wouldn't complain about getting into the playoffs, but the cherry on the top would be if you could reach for third place, wouldn't it? You know, and have that one-off game at home. It
would be, but did I expect to be in the playoffs? Not really. So, yeah. If we're sitting in the last spot,
mm-hmm.
I would still be delighted. You know what I mean?
This must be like what Real Madrid feel like. You know, you're on the cusp of another final. You know, potentially you're challenging at the top. You know, it's just dreamland, really, isn't it? Challenging on all fronts and looking competitive, Mickey. That's the thing. It's not a case of like you've snuck in there. We've earned our way in there, and rightly so.
Look, I was talking to a guy who Kidderminster fan. I think he's called David White. I might be wrong. And he says, I hope he's getting the playoffs, because even above Chesterfield, he says we're the best side they've played all season. And there's a lot of people said we're a really good side. Maybe it's also just do our lads down. I don't know.
I was always singing the praises, but I mean, even after the game, the Rochdale commentator said, I hope yous go up. You know, yeah. And it's nice that, you know, teams are supporting us from afar, like kind of things. Mm-hmm. Say, well, that's a team we want to see go up. You know, so, but, you know, we can't rest on our laurels. We know we've got to continue with the hard work. The players will. I mean, we know what the new mantra is. The lows aren't too low and the highs aren't too high. And
exactly.
Get back into it, you know, and lovely to see Ollie back in there as well, linking up well.
Yeah.
There was a couple of his passes nearly made it through to set a couple of players away.
To be honest, Davey, we're probably a leading light to the... Us and Alti are probably a leading light at all those other teams, because we've got a certain way of playing. We recruit players to play that way.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's. I mean, it's just lovely. More messages coming in. Of course, Joe Cook as well. Another good addition to the squad.
Yeah.
I mean, we've really strengthened. We've got strength in depth. If you know, we get injuries or God forbid suspensions as well. We've got a couple of great signings. Get some bodies in for a busy week coming off the three games that we have. Yeah, obviously the file game, we'll get into that later on, has been rearranged, but it's coming thick and fast, extra thick and fast now. A very good evening, everyone. Hope you are well and having a great day. Good luck in the FA Trophy semi-finals from a Darlington fan. Hope you have a better result than 2011. Rub it in, but it's all right. We took Jimmy Chandler after that, so it's all right.
Look,
I'm only joking. And Liam Hatch.
to be fair, Stevie Watson's been an articulated podcast, but. There's a lot of links recently in our gated things, and Stevie Watson did a great job there. Scotty Barra.
There's not many people giving much hope of keeping them up, and I think you will, the way things are going. And Paul has put, there we go. Sorry, guys, it was Good Friday. Of course it was. Apparently, we're getting educated here. Cape Town is 1 hour ahead of us. So there we go. And very expensive. I think that must be about the chocolate banana. And we got £8 for two cans of lager. That'll be about Primrose Valley. Oh God, it's astronomical. Do you know we got a McDonald's?
You can buy eight for that, can you?
We went to the McDonald's. Oh no, Burger King. That's there. Is it? Yeah, I think it's Burger King. And we got just a meal each, and two kids' meals. It'll come to £35.
Wow.
That's the extent of how much they've they add on there. It's terrible. Charlotte Hodgins, but evening, everyone. There is some new stock as well that she was promoting on the... If you could send some of that over to us, I'll put it up on the screen. Sean Parry, great result on Friday. Shame about the referee. Good talking to you both as well. Yes, it's nice to see you at the game. And see, lots of people have tuned in. If you are watching on Twitter or on Facebook, please do join over onto the YouTube channel and subscribe there. We've got one second. We've got Gavin Rudd. He's put greetings from abroad. A coach heading back to heaven. Just finished a school ski trip to Radask. I think that's in Austria. Back tomorrow for the FA and time for the FA Trophy final. Oh my God, that sounds hell to me. And being on a bus full of kids.
I think I'll be knackered, man, and I'll be asleep.
If not, they're all watching the podcast, so we'll go, hello, hit subscribe, everybody.
Hit subscribe quick.
Otherwise,
otherwise,
Mr. Rudd's going to fail us all.
let's stand back a step and talk about the signings.
Yeah. Say that they came in. We had heard that there had been more on the grapevine. And then to see Monty back through the door, there's a fantastic Back to the Future, or Back to the Heed poster for him coming back. But lovely to have Monty back. And I hope it's a longer stay this time for Monty. I'm honest. I've got a lot of time for him.
He's come back in and Nathan Harness has looked the business since he's come in, mind.
He has, but that's what you want. You want goalkeepers pushing each other, and you know that Monty will push him, you know, and he's obviously, I think he helps the coaching as well. So I think it's a good thing. So hopefully,
yeah.
We've got evening from the Waldens. I should take 1-0 till the end of the season, Steve Hartfield.
Exactly, Steve.
Some people are saying if the weather let us play, of course. I mean, the weather is pretty bad across, because I was looking for this week and next week, and there's still torrential rain. It's torrential rain yesterday in Blackpool when I was there. So hopefully they're working hard on that pitch over there. Tough game against Rochdale, and a very tough team to break down, Rochdale. It wasn't a great performance, but it was good enough to see the game out. I thought it was a professional performance for us. Oh, it was really good.
We didn't look in too much danger. And we offered a few threats, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where we've got Paul Evans on listening in, I thought Kieran was going to score when he got put through.
He lost his foot, didn't he? Yeah, it was a bit of a shame that. But
it was nice to meet them, even though I shook hands with Mark's dad first thing.
That was classic. So Mickey comes to the commentary desk, and he was asking whether we had just started the broadcast, and I said over there, and I pointed, and I think you thought I was pointing at the man next to us, which was Mark's dad, and Mickey went over and gave him the spiel. Ah, nice to meet you. Your Kieran's doing really well.
And when it was, he says, "Pleased to meet you, Mr. Evans." I shook his hand. And Evans was sitting in the row in front. I burst out laughing.
Corking, absolutely corking.
Well, it was lovely to meet them, and Mark's dad as well, to be fair.
Yeah, Mark's dad's canny. We've got and William as well, his son, who's always there now. Halifax and Oldham have to play each other. Yeah, that's it's pivotal coming up. Not just us playing other teams in and around us. David, as I agree, I'd say another 5 to 6 points to make sure hold the faith. You never know what can happen, especially following Gateshead. Right, I just got a little look.
Nothing's ever a given with us, is it?
not at all. So just having a look around, with lots of messages coming in. Right, we've got lots of people there as well, so while they are here, I need to make some new adverts, I know, but follow our social media as we'll be back in a second, and hopefully DV Steel will be with us soon as well. Well, we are back. I'm just getting these pictures from Charlotte. It's prototypes, and they're going to see if people would like these sort of things for the 1 second for the club shop. So I've downloaded them and I'll quickly upload them while I'm talking. Where are these pictures? Can I find them? I can. And there they are. Oh, there's another one coming. Download that one. Nope, there we go. The key ring is a link to Spotify to play a little bit of Respect. Oh, so there we go. So I'm going to put this one up. God, Charlotte, you're not chucking them at us. Right, so there's this one here. There we go. That's a, I don't know what that is, actually. 1 second. There we go. I think it's an alarm. Oh, it's a clock. It's got, see the time on it? It's the lads when we won the league. Then there is the keychains here. And, of course, you can scan the Spotify link on there, and that'll take you to a little Respect as well, Erasure. So that's quite nifty. So yeah, Greg Ollie key rings. Who doesn't want Greg Ollie in the pocket? All the defenders in the league do. Hey, but they can't. And I'll see if there is another one that's come. No, there hasn't. She's unsent them messages, so I don't know what them pictures were, and we're not going to guess either because I got into trouble the last time. Right. one second.
Insisted sending them though, wasn't you?
She was sending them. I'm like, come on. Hang on. Okay. This is the last one, I think, and I'll get this one uploaded while we're there. And one second. There it is. I'll say, oh God, she's on a messaging mission. Charlotte, stop. Right, let's get this one up. And this is a art. I think that's that where you stick the cross stitch. Gated FC cross stitch.
Is it?
Yeah. So there you go. If you want to get your...
I wouldn't know where to start.
You start with a cross and then you stitch. Right. We've got Davey Steele back with us. Hello there, Davey.
Evening, lads. Evening, everybody.
I could imagine Steely Dean the cross stitch.
Oh, a nice bit of embroidery on the island. You know, awesome.
You
know, it's
very nice. Where you been?
Well, I'm off. I got off the island. It was a bit of an epic to get off today because I'm off because I've got a match ticket for Saturday. So come on.
Oh, there we go. He's got
what was all that merchandise? Please tell.
These are I'll go back through them again. These are prototypes. So that is a clock. That see, and then bump digital clock.
Nice. That's the winning today.
And then we've got key rings. So this is to, so if people could message to say that they would like the idea of these, they can. And then you've got the Spotify key rings where you scan that and it'll take you to a little Respect by Erasure. Yes. Oh look at that. I can boogie as well for boogie. Oh yeah. And then
do a poll, do a Twitter poll or something to get canvas people's ideas.
I think that's what they're gonna do. But yeah, we've got loads and loads of messages still to get through. Graham Jones has put even all just want to say my local team, Worcester City, are playing the first leg of the Vars on Saturday, and my adopted club Gated are in the trophy. What a day if both could get to Wembley. That would be pretty nifty, wouldn't it?
It would be, Graham. I would hate your Sunday.
Oh yeah,
Graham. I think the favourites as well. Not that you want to put a favourites tag on them, but I think Worcester City are favourites for the Vars.
Yeah, they are.
Any idea if the match is going to be televised anywhere? I don't believe it is this year. I think last year I can't remember if it was.
But it's going to be commentary.
But there will be commentary live with myself and Mark, 2:45 of the build up, and it should be a very, very good game. Let's hope.
I have no doubt there'll be other commentaries available.
Shut up. Dave Allen, still haven't given up on catching Bromley. Of course, we could do that, you know, but we've got to keep it going. Any news on new ground? Didn't bring us down, Ian. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. We've got need Patrick FA Trophy special shirt, medium sold out before Christmas. Well, there could be another one, you know, you never know. I believe someone from Patrick will be at the game on Saturday, so who knows? Who knows? We've got Rutledge scored in the Darlington win, his 10th goal of the season. Well, he's still doing well. Steve Watson is doing a grand job at Darlington and deserves all the praise. He certainly does. And, now, you know, obviously, you know, I like a good pun. Davey, you'll be heard to say a fish to cook during a game. Could you imagine that? That would be pretty good. And with Francis throwing the chips in. Hey.
Did it.
Of course, the weather's rubbish. The cricket season starts tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Embrace the Vision has put, evening, lads. Thank you for joining us. We can't finish below a ninth now. Always the voice of positivity there. always the worst case scenario. Thank you, Steve. It's never a chore. That's some clever designs there. So people are liking that. Good evening, Steely. They're coming in.
Evening, Sean.
Should be a good crowd. And the drum is back. Yes, the drum is back. There is going to be a drum kept at the game. So it's been approved by the club and the safety officer. So the atmosphere.
All I can say is you can have your drum, but if you stood next to me banging that drum, it's going to know your heat.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of people there. And as we mentioned earlier on, there is still time to get your tickets. And at the moment, 8 hours ago, there was 1,473 sold in the gated end, I believe, unless that's total. But come on, still time to get down now. I believe there's a press conference tomorrow, so it'll be on local TV. We'll try and draw last people, to come along and entice them along to this game. Chance to see it back at Wembley, and hopefully third time lucky if we are fortunate enough to get there. In case there is any Macclesfield fans watching, we don't think it's a given. Certainly not. We know this is a cup game and anything can happen. It's going to be a great occasion. Hopefully, obviously, we heard earlier on that the rail is making life difficult for Macclesfield fans who are travelling up, and we hope that they can still get up to the game hook or by crook. As I say, the rail is absolutely awful. But at least the seas were calm enough to get Davey off. Was it a white knuckle ride on the boat coming off the island?
It was. Boatman said there was, he sort of got close to the island and he said, "Don't think I'm coming in, Steely." I said, "I'm getting on that boat, whether you like it or not." And I did. Mm-hmm. I literally jumped onto the boat to get off.
Did he know what was at stake, did he? Is that why he was winding you up?
He did. Absolutely. Aye. I literally just had my car keys. That was it. Get us off the island.
Yeah.
So, do you know how many's come from Macclesfield? Has there been any news on that?
Nothing yet. If there is any Macclesfield fans watching out of curiosity, please get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. And hopefully it stays dry, because obviously that other end doesn't have the roof on. So we want to make it a nice day for everybody. No cricket in Worcester as it's underwater. It's horrendous, isn't it? And can you paint the game?
I don't think I've seen as much rain in my life. Tipper Dune probably since end of December.
It's not stopped. Just not stopped. Oh, we're classic British, aren't we? Just complain about the weather.
Gets football called off.
And some of the low league stuff's really suffering, isn't it?
Well, the Northern League has been treated really shoddily, and so we've done something by the FA in the leagues. It's been absolutely horrendous. But you can bang your head against a brick wall. It's just terrible. But can you pay on the gates? You can cash our card, I believe. Double check with the club's social media and on the website when the game is being promoted. I'm sure it's in the T's and C's when you go into the article. We've got put the tune on the telly and the heat commentary on YouTube. That should be confusing. Well, yeah, but of course we know which game's more important. David, as if kids go to the final, who would you put on paper as your winning goal scorer? Let's just get there. I'm not thinking about it yet. Paul Doolin has put... in another non-league Facebook page, Macclesfield said they expect to bring 600 to 800. That's fantastic. It really is. And it's a big game, just as big a game for them, if not more than it is for us. This is the, as me and Mickey have said, and I think Steely as well, that for years we wanted to get far in this competition because it's the non-league FA Cup, and any opportunity to get to Wembley, and if we can lift it, wow. I mean, I've looked at teams, not that I'm disparaging these teams, but Bursko won it, and I'm thinking, God, they were, they're about the same size as us at the time when they won, and, obviously they fell on harder times since, but there's been a number of clubs that have been there.
Grays Athletic, they won it in the two consecutive seasons, and it's been a few, eh?
So, yeah.
It's been my holy grail since 1993, at Wigan Wanderers, that last minute.
It's a national trophy, and you get to pick up the silverware at Wembley. What's not the want about that for any team? at this level. I know a lot of the former Football League teams don't seem to grasp that. They've seen that by the squad selection by a lot of these teams. But for me, it'll be absolutely fantastic. Oh, we've got what a name this is. This is a great name. This, honest, this sounds like a second division Spanish footballer, but Cesar Rodriguez, Macclesfield fan here. I'm looking forward to visiting into the tune for a few scoops and then back a pre-match atmosphere. I think 7 coaches are coming up and loads of cars. People staying in Whitley Bay tomorrow night as well. What have you done
that? Oh, for those staying in Whitley Bay. Oh, you're in for the treat. It'll be bastard freezing there.
It used to be nice. No, it's all right.
I'm thinking about the hangovers on Saturday morning. That's what I'm thinking about. Some sorry states.
Yeah, but Cesar.
Jody Hospitality doing there, Rabbit.
Oh, yeah. But Cesar, thank you very much for getting in contact. That's exactly what this show's about. Hopefully you can share our commentary as well if there's any of your fans that can't make it up and they want to hear the best commentary around. if as long as your ears don't bleed when I scream. I'm right behind you this time, Mickey.
Aye, I think you will be.
Yeah.
She was in the Wickham end, wasn't she? Vanessa,
yeah.
What when Cesar, Guppy
scored? Yeah, Cesar gets subscribing. Of course, he's watching on Facebook. Get on YouTube and subscribe. Come on, help us reach 800. We're only 5 away before we went on air. And Neil Robinson has put this might be our last opportunity for an FA Trophy final.
I like it, Neil.
I like what you're thinking, but let's get jobs done first before we can. Are you just saying we're never going to get back there? That's the way I'm looking at it. One second, just while we're on here, I'm going to try and get, because we do have a prize. If Mickey can hold it up and talk about it again, I'll see if I can giveaway tool sorted.
It's the Hartlepool program. Obviously, Joe Grayson's on the front, so he signed it, and the rest of the signatures are the ones who scored the goals against Hartlepool. All on there.
That's class. That's a good prize. While Davey's doing that, Mickey, that's that 2-1 defeat at Wickham in the trophy. Obviously, I was there as well. I was probably the most devastated I've ever been at a football match. I'm trying to think if there's anything compared. It was the quarterfinals. We were very much the underdogs. I remember Wickham. Well, I mean, it was Wickham Wanderers. You know, they were top of the league and they scored. And we didn't deserve to win the game neither. And I was absolutely distraught. It took us weeks to get over that game. I remember. Because that was like our big chance of, getting to Wembley.
It was the way we played as well, Steely. We played absolutely brilliant on the day.
It was fantastic.
Even Martin O'Neill afterwards said to the God of the jail.
Yeah.
Dobson was normally clinical and he missed 2 or 3 good chances.
Yeah, I remember that.
We've got more messages coming in. We've only sold over 1,000 with about 500 away fans. Come on, guys, let's have more tickets sold. Yeah, well, let's keep it going like that. I'm sure it'll ramp up in the coming days.
There'll be a lot of fans who'll come and just pay on the day as well, if they're allowed to, obviously.
I think Steve Farnfield's had a bump to the head. I don't think I've ever seen this type of positivity in his life. He goes, yes, John's, I hope you get free pizza if you do.
Steve's account being hacked? I'm a little bit concerned here.
It certainly seems like it did.
It really does, yeah. What's going on?
We may have to send a welfare check round on him, Cesar Rodriguez will be heading to Spanish. That was the old Pleasure Beach that was there. We're in the Papa John's final on Sunday. So, sorry, Steely, and sorry, Heed. Oh, that's for the...
Wickham Wanderers?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Is it Wickham Wanderers or in there, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, right. Well, sorry, I'm getting confused there.
Yeah, there you go. There you
are. Yeah. So it should be a good one.
We have a good day, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Who is playing? I'm sorry I'm not up on the Papa John's trophy.
No. Mickey, I'll dig it out, but I've got a photograph of the away end that day from the 2-1 defeat at Wickham.
1-0, not 2-1.
I thought it was 2-1, was it 1-0? We didn't score, sorry.
Didn't we draw ones each and Jerry Forrest scored an absolute raker down there 1 year?
Absolute raker, that's the one, yeah, that's it.
Right. Now, if you want to win that program that Mickey was on about,
you want to win it.
You want to win it. And you have to be able to be at the game to pick it up from the commentary desk. You have to put hashtag prog for program prog.
I'm surprised it's not hashtag only pans.
It was going to be hashtag chocolate banana, but I thought no. And Steely has tried to enter, but he's done it in a private chat. You idiot!
I want to win that. That's an amazing prize. That's a good prize.
There we go. Look at that. Look, they're all coming in here. We've got the progs.
All you need is an A4 frame and it'll look canny on your wall. So.
It would be a canny prize that night.
Right, well, we'll draw that later on. Cesar Rodriguez is put, we have a few Northeast fans based too. I remember a very good centre-half playing about 10 years ago, Ben Clark. Yes, he's a legend.
It's class.
One of the very best.
He works for the foundation now, Cesar, and there's not a better, nicer man you could meet, to be fair.
Yeah, he's absolutely fantastic. We've got, see, all these progs are coming in. People want to win. Remember, hit the subscribe button as well on YouTube. Come over to YouTube and watch it here with us. Also, as well, diamond painting. I think it's where you pin the diamonds on. It isn't cross stitch. I've got that wrong.
Diamond painting? What's that?
Yeah, you like put like gems down and it like sticks to it.
Whoa.
Yeah. So if you want a diamond,
gated badge,
gated vajazzle.
That's Mickey's next move.
I'm putting them on.
That's his Sunday live stream on his OnlyFans. He'd fiend vajazzle. Let's see, we've got about 20 minutes left. Of course, we've got the failed game has been rearranged for the following this Thursday coming a week today.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, if you are going down to that, if you are down for the original fixture, credit to you.
I think those who had tickets for it should get in for at half price. I really do. Because the friend haven't even bothered to ask to apologise, and it took some of it to see you haven't even apologised. It wasn't until we'd mentioned it that they actually decided to put the lines in.
That added it in.
Sorry for the inconvenience, and that's it. Our clubs bloody apologised to the fans. It had nothing to do with them.
It was a poor, yeah.
It's people who run failed football club, not the fans. We're having to go at it's the people who run it. They should, if they knew there was rain there, they should have made sure there was a pitch inspection. I got told the referee was even shocked that they hadn't even called for them to do a pitch inspection.
Wow.
Well, crackers.
I mean, referee called it off. Gated and Fail wanted to wait to see if they could get the water off and play it later on, but the referee just said no. I mean, how do we know the referee didn't have no plan for the night? I could have been going to an anniversary party or something like that. You know, you've got leaves outside of football. Why the hell should he put his?
Yeah. Well, we got a message earlier on. I don't think I put this, but new ground, please discuss. There's nothing to discuss.
There's nothing to discuss.
2009 was the last time there was anything actively in progress or being chased.
You want the money.
But the financial crash kind of ruined that. So yeah, it's that's that really. We've got pardon me. And Graham Jones also put Mams played two and 1-2 for Cambridge. Yes, great to see him. But it's team there. At least you can't complain if he's been tucked back and put straight into action. Yeah. Good luck.
And he's man of the match, his first game back.
Yeah.
Amazing. So.
And as you said, I mean, unlike this time last year with Stockport County, at least Cambridge are playing their players, so, and he's doing well. So, yeah, good luck to him.
Mark's dad sent a message. Oh, sorry, no, isn't it? It's Kieran Evans' dad. And shook the hand of the wrong person. We've got minibus in place for Wembley. Come on, the Heat Army. Don't book it yet. Don't curse it. Right, so do you want to get your predictions in for the next two games? Because we're going to do a show next Wednesday night. If everyone's, because obviously we've got the two games up quick, then the two games after following quickly as well. So there'll be lots to talk about. So if you want to get your predictions in for Macclesfield and for the Aldershot game, put them in together. Okay, yeah. And that's what we want. So Mr. Johnny Gray on his holiday can spend his time in the Deer Caravan site, and he can take his mind off how much it is for two cans of lager. just
while all he has to take was look at his bank statement, he'll be back in the doldrums of despair.
Well, his bank statement will have more numbers on than this, and at the minute, Tabitha is still top of the league. She's out 2 points clear out top. Turina is in second on 9 points. Then Steely's joined third with Craig, Johnny Gray himself, and Sean Parry. I'm joined seventh with Mickey and everyone else. Mark Crothers is mid-table. That shows what he knows about football. I'll say that now because he cannot reach us to hit us.
In fairness, he's not put his predictions in every week.
He's not. I know. We're doing him a disservice there, but it's fine. So if you want to get involved and get yourselves up the table, get them predictions in. We'll be putting them up on the screen as we continue. Sean Parry's went 3-2 for both games. People are just getting lazy now. 3-1 for both games. And we've got, it's 3-2 against Aldershot and 3-0 against Macclesfield on Saturday. That's Sean White. So get yours in. And remember the hashtag prog if you do want to win that same program. And Mickey's going to hold it up for his all to see. It's got all the goal scorers on from the, there he is, look.
Take watching
QVC, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Oh, must be a cheaper version of a QVC then. I'm on it.
PVC. 3-1 Gated says Gavin Rudd, but for which games? Which games? And Saturday and Tuesday, both 1-0s. I like what Steve's doing. He's sticking with the formula. 3-1 to us against Macclesfield and Aldershot, says Mr. Luke. 3-0 against Macclesfield and 4-1 away.
Whoa.
We're at home to Aldershot, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Someone needs to put the Tutti Frutti's down. 3-1, both matches.
Fina's not second for a reason, you know.
I know. I know, no, I'm mocking her, and she's up there, but we've got 5-1.
I thought it was just Mickey's pet name for it.
Yeah. So we've got 5-1 and 4-1, says David Tron.
David Tron.
3-2 against Macclesfield for Johnny Gray and 2-2 Aldershot. And then we've got Dave Edwards has went 2-1 to the Heat against Aldershot. Darcy, she's in there. Look at that. She's got 2-1 on Saturday, 3-1 on Tuesday. And they're all coming in. I'll put them up on the screen. I'm reading them out because in case when Mr. Gray does watch it back to collect all these scores, Sam Pendleton 2-1 against Macclesfield and 1-1 on Tuesday away to Aldershot. And Gavin Rudd has went 3-0 Saturday, 4-0 Tuesday. Nervous 2-1 on Saturday, 2-2 on Tuesday. This is Craig 2-4-2-7. And it's got, isn't that 5-1-4-1 our formation? So there we go.
I think I'll put a heart monitor on Mickey on Saturday. Is that all right, Mickey? See how your heart gets on.
You know what it is? Maybe it's just because I've seen so many shocks over the years.
Yeah.
I respect this competition. It's not going to be anywhere. Oh, breaking news, everybody. We've hit 800. Thank you very much. 800 subscribers. Thank you. Lovely stuff. But yeah, no, Mickey, as you're saying, you've got to respect every team in this competition.
Yeah, have I. I mean, I'm fairly confident we can beat Macclesfield if we play like we've been playing.
Yeah.
But it's a cup tie and they can raise their game. They've got some good players as well.
They've got John Rooney. They've got a couple other players as well that have played at the level and higher. It is going to be, you know, it's not going to be an easy game by any stretch, and they're pushing in their league for promotion just like us. The seasons are mirrored, so to speak. You know, we're both, pardon me, both pushing for the same thing at the same time. So both teams playing well, both teams winning games. It's all set up to be a classic cup match, and hopefully it is just that. Lots of more messages. David Evans has went 3-0 against Macclesfield and 4-1 against Aldershot. Oh, the Waldens, I forget how many people there is in that house. Aaron goes...
It's like the Waltons.
It is, yeah. The Nat Live. We've got 4-1 and 2-1 win, says Darren. Liv has went 3-win on both. Poppy's went 5-1 on both, and Tabitha's went 3-2 on both. And Joshua, the men in the house that's making it harder for here, they're putting in two separate different score lanes here. 3-1 and 1-1 is theirs. And yeah, so we'll have to see, keep that going. We've got that one got a wavy hand there from Trina. Hello, 800. There we go. Well done, lads, says Sean Parry. Graham Jones, Gated have got some quality footballers, shouldn't be a favourite, but I love the Gated Perlow. Yes, he's the Gated Perlow. We've got both Heed. Hang on, Cammany's Gavin Rudd, haven't he? When Heed wins 3-1, 4-0 Tuesday, and then we've got we knocked out Dorking and could have been 8 or 9, beaten 3 Northern National League North sides. We have some very good players. It'll be a great day. 3-1 to the Silkman. Some smiley faces. Yeah, well, we battered Dorking as well, son.
Battered Dorking, Hartlepool.
Yeah, everyone's battered Dorking this year. Honest, they're so, what, 1 second.
Was it? Mom's there in the house.
I think she's went to the shop. There she has, she's back now. Right, so I didn't even know my wife had left. So there we go. But no, Caesar, see, you got as much.
We are not taking his.
No,
so no,
I hope it's definitely a great day. I hope the fans can mix nicely. I hope it's a fantastic day, and we've just got to take it as it is. And both teams, as I say, mirrored seasons, both going for it, both want to get there, and hopefully we've got it there. Someone's put you frozen. Well, I don't think we have. It might be your connection. We've got Northern Beast Media's went 3-0 up the Heed. Is that for both games, Northern Beast Media? And Johnny Gray has put, before we hotfoot it to the stadium on Saturday, Darcy has a first game of Gated Regif under 10s versus Dunstan Floren Vase. So there we go. Can we wish her good luck? Good luck, Darcy.
Very best luck, Darcy. Dan, knock it out of the park.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you're going to get them in the knee, draw blood. Right. I'm joking. Can you imagine that when the podcast told us to bring Carton together?
what about yourself, lads? What are you thinking about Saturday and Tuesday night?
Hang on. We've got Mr. Gator. He sent a message in. Tony Carter. Looking forward to Saturday. And hopefully the mighty Heed Army can turn out in force and support the lads. And that's what we've been pushing for. So come on, drag people down. Get there. It should be absolutely a fantastic day. Great advertisement for non-league football.
Packed main stand. It would be great, wouldn't it?
Funnily enough, Macclesfield was my first ever game, first proper Gated game. Newcastle Gated ones like about a season before, but my first ever game was a 0-0 draw with Macclesfield. And
Came back.
Paul Thompson missed a penalty and I spilt me nuts. So,
what a story! When was that, like early 90s, late 90s?
96, November 96. Yeah,
0-0 Macclesfield. I mean, they were like a classic conference team. They were just there for years, and then they went up, didn't they?
Yeah, we're a good side. I mean, obviously still up.
It took them a while to get Gannon, and it wasn't until like Sammy McElroy took away, wasn't it? They really started to motor on. Because we used to get similar gates to us at the time.
In all honesty, it's lovely to see them getting themselves back in the leagues. You know, it's horrible to see any club go through what they've went through.
I don't know if you remember, one of the big games against Macclesfield was we played them away towards the end of the season when we finished third, when we got to the playoff final. We beat them. We beat them towards the end of the season. We took a lot of fans, and it was it's when the momentum was with Gated. I think we only had about three games to go, didn't we? We beat them. Was it two or three now?
Three. So I thought it was 3-1, to be honest.
3-1, was it?
Congratulations on reaching 800 subscribers. How long to 1,000? I don't know. We appreciate every individual subscriber. It's all mean as much because we're hoping to reach more people, and that's what what I want to reach is what we reach for an average home game. It'd be nice to get all of the, you know, Gated fans involved that are out there, because, you know, this is for yous. Trina saying it was meant to be a high five for reaching the 800, our emoji sent earlier on. And good luck, Darcy, with your game, she says as well. And go, Darcy. Good luck, Darcy. And we've got some more. David Chambers is going 4-2 against Macclesfield, 2-0 against Aldershot. And we've got all the very best for Saturday. I've been listening on the podcast. Good man, good man. Caesar.
On YouTube, remember?
Yeah, on YouTube, yes. Sammy McElroy took us up that league that year, 97. Yeah.
That's when Jim Platt done Hartley, Macclesfield a favour and pulled our best players out, then complained that we were rubbish.
We were hammered. We went the way end that day, Mickey. It was awful.
Yeah, well, it was
hammered. Anyway, moving on.
I was spewing. I wanted a chin Platt that day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember when Macclesfield took a couple of seasons to get promoted. Yeah. Ground issues in the mid-90s. There was a lot of that. Stevenage Borough should have been a league team many years ago, back in 85.
Aldrin and Kevin that won the league the year before promotion was allowed.
It was Enfield.
Enfield.
Didn't Woking have trouble as well? Didn't Woking win the league and couldn't go up? One of them.
Woking have never won the conference.
Let's have another look around. We've got Steve and Sandra Farnfield. Looking forward to next season. We'll have about 4 trips to the capital of League Two. There's something wrong there.
Something not right with Steve.
I don't believe that's Steve Farnfield, because
someone check on him.
He's never ever positive. The only positive test he's had is a COVID test. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of, because he is never this positive. And
have you had your medication today, Steve?
Yeah.
I think it is Kara.
Have you been?
I think his nurse is just answering for him. I think Steve's just went delirious.
Stevie Farnfield, have you been sticking your underpants?
He's been at the Jiff again. He's been under the cupboard smelling the Jiff.
He certainly has. Right, if you want to win that same programme from the Hartlepool game,
come on.
15 entries. Remember, you have to be at the game to be eligible to pick it up if you win. So hashtag prog for programme, of course, there. And you will be entered into the draw in about 5 minutes' time. So get them in. And as I say, lads, I mean, obviously, everything's looking towards Saturday at the moment, but we've got games coming thick and fast next week. All the shots. Yeah. At home, and then away to file on Thursday. Wow.
Every game's huge now, isn't it?
I mean, there's some miles going to be put in the legs there for the lads as well. This is, we have strengthened. We are going to need to rotate and rest players, not play a full 90 minutes or even miss 90 minutes, so we can get ourselves through to the end of the season with a full contingent of players available, whether they're experienced or being brought in on loan. We know what happened. We were very fortunate last year when, I'm not going to say we went in undercooked, but we had a lot of youth lads that really had to step up, and we found a gem in Ollie Thompson. And, you know, but this year there's something there, isn't there, at the moment. There's a lot of positivity in the way they're playing. Hopefully they can continue it. Just before we go any further as well, we just want to say thank you again to our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions, and to our friends. Have I got it right? I still get it wrong every time. Patrick. And, of course, we've hit 800, but, you know, we'd like to hit 1,000.
Don't forget the lasses have actually got a game on Sunday now.
Of course, Mickey. Get it out.
We at the Sunderland under 23s.
Oh, that's
Gated lasses haven't played for close to a month.
Haven't Sunderland not lost a game all season?
They've won every single one.
Oh, good luck, guys, ladies. Tough game.
It's there to be toppled, isn't it?
Well, that's right.
We've got some good players.
That's what Macclesfield is saying about us on Saturday. We'll say the same about Sunderland on Sunday. Yeah, you're right.
It's promising. If it's on, because the Sunderland play on grass. So I'm sick of hearing about rain and pitches being waterlogged. And
yeah.
So
never seen a start like this. It's just mad, isn't it?
The rain it really is. Right, we're going to get this.
Predictions in yet. What's yours?
I'll go first. So I was, you've said everything about the Macclesfield game. You know, it's a one-off. It's a tough game. Yeah, you're absolutely right. However, I think we'll probably just have the quality to come through. I'm going to go for a 3-1 win on Saturday. And Aldershot, I think they've just wobbled a little bit, and I think we'll beat them 2-0 on Tuesday night.
I'm going to go with 3-1, but it's going to be an edgy 3-1. I don't think we're going to romp anything. And I think on Tuesday, I think a 2-2 draw. I'd love a win, but I'm cautious. There's a lot of games, a lot of miles we've got to do, and just got to hope that we get through.
Yeah, and I think we'll win, and we'll win on Tuesday as well.
Mickey, have you had your medication, Mickey?
No, I'm going to go for a tight 2-1 on Saturday.
Oh, your heart's not going to go for that.
And 2-0 on Tuesday night.
Well, positivity. It's all there. We've got, I'll say, it was a good show from Graham Jones. Thank you very much. Just bought my ticket for the game on Saturday. Drag your friends along, Lewis. Drag them along.
Make sure you drag your family, your grandparents, your aunties, your nephews and nieces, your dog. Bring the dog. We'll put a ball out for him. Honest, it's we need a big crowd on Saturday. We need a big
right. Well, this is the exciting bit. Who's going to win the signed Halifax program with the goal scorers from the 7-1 win? And
Harley, not Halifax.
Oh, look, that's started. Here we go.
Oh, Trina's won it.
Oh, well, don't have to deliver it.
Well, there you go. Fit.
You press the button.
No, just to show that it's random, I'll press it again, but that is definitely...
Because the person who wins it now is going to be good. Well done, Trina, by the way.
Yeah. Well done, Trina. Let's see who would have won.
If this goes to Trina again.
Webster. That's another one of my friends.
God, Mickey, what are you doing?
And you don't have many of them, Mickey, so you know, wow.
I know. What's the chances, Mickey? What's the chances?
My daughter says to me, it doesn't matter where we're going, I bump into someone and I, she says, can you go anywhere where you haven't bumped into anybody you didn't know?
You know everybody.
And apparently she's going to give it to Steely. So there we go. Look at that.
There you go. How's that?
To any Macclesfield fans that are watching in, hope you have a great day.
Do you know what you're going to do with the program, though?
On that note, as I was saying, we hope the Macclesfield fans.
Gina just wants to come to the island to see the puffins, you know.
What up, Reed? We need so many people to come forward to the game and come forward. Come along to the game, everybody. That's what we want. Whether you're Macclesfield or Gated, let's get that stadium rocking like it was against Hartlepool. When there's a good away following, it's a good atmosphere, and it can only get better. And may the best team win on the day. And Wembley beckons for one of us. We can all dream at this stage. So Caesar has put a great show, lads. Thanks for the laughs, and may the best team win on the day. It will be a very nervy one.
I totally agree. As long as the best team's gated.
Yeah. and their goalkeeper who plays for Macclesfield is called Connor O'Keefe, and he is a YouTuber. Oh, well, let's hope he's watching his phone during the game. And we've got...
what does he do?
He'd just be like an influencer. Is that what he means?
he must do like things about football and stuff like that. And there we go, as people are saying, enjoyed the show. Thank you very much, lads. I'll see you on Saturday. Yeah, everyone, yeah. Let's be loud and proud. Let's do the lads proud. I'm sure they'll do us proud. And say we can dream about another Wembley final. How good that would that be? But we've got to get there first. So bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. See you later.
And thank you for everyone that subscribed to get us up 800 subscribers. Every single one, whether you're the first, second, last, or whatever, it all counts. And we can reach more people, hopefully. So bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.